You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Ian Smith. He is Quote Wizards SVP of Property and Casualty, responsible for running Quote Wizards Auto and Home Insurance businesses. Ian, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us, Ian, what does Quote Wizard actually do?
Well, that is a great question. We are basically a middleman for the insurance industry. It's our job to connect consumers who are shopping for insurance with insurance carriers and agents who are obviously looking for consumers to insure. The basic premise of the business is that insurance, particularly in America, is not a very efficient marketplace. It's very difficult, even though the product is pretty commoditized, to find the best product at the best price. So what we do is we provide a way to connect consumers who are shopping and get multiple quotes from different companies who are looking to insure an individual like that in that area. And so we've got kind of a two-sided market. We work with both the insurance companies, as well as we do an awful lot of marketing online through kind of the typical channels you'd expect, search and display advertising, et cetera.
And how does Quote Wizard work in connecting consumers with insurance agents?
So very simple, as the name kind of implies. You go to our website, you fill out a form, a wizard essentially, and we take your information. We then provide it and contact people, insurance agents, or sometimes direct national carriers that are in your area with that information, requesting a quote on your behalf. You'll then be contacted. You'll negotiate with the different companies to figure out what's the best policy to fit your needs. You know, if you've got family members or multiple cars, or maybe you have a house, and a vacation property, kind of depending upon who you are, to build a package that works for you. And the key there is you're doing this because the way insurance markets work, the prices vary dramatically, particularly year over year. And if you're not in the process of being in the market of switching from one carrier to the next, you're not really taking advantage of the people who have the best incentives for you as a consumer to buy. Likewise, there's a lot of companies out there that don't have good ways of getting new customers, and this is one channel to connect with active shoppers in the insurance space.
Tell us, Ian, why do prices change so much?
So the big reason is the insurance companies change their prices often, and they do it sometimes throughout the year, but certainly year over year. And the big reason is the way it works is they're managing risk as well as their growth and profitability targets. So they don't want too many people in one area that might be hit by a hurricane or an earthquake or where something bad could happen. They want to diversify. And so you typically have a company that's really trying to ramp up business in an area at any given time, and they're doing that by providing discounts or providing types of products that are really flood insurance or things that are really aligned with the needs of that area because they want more customers there. At the same time, you have companies that have been in that area that are typically trying to ramp up profitability or ramp down their risk in that area by charging more or by being content to sort of see customers turn over. And so that's one reason. I mean, I talk to people that have been with the same company I've been with them from 8 years or 12 years, but insurance is really a commodity where there isn't a lot of incentive to stay with the same underwriter. Where the incentive really lies is being able to move for the same pretty similar product to the people that are most interested in having your business. And so it can often pay to shop around.
Thanks for sharing that information with us today. We're joined by Ian Smith, Quote Wizards SVP of Property and Casualty, responsible for running Quote Wizards Auto and Home Insurance businesses here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How does the business work from the agent and carrier side?
Sure. The bulk of what Quote Wizard does is divided between marketing, where we're trying to publish our brand and connect consumers. The other half is really based on serving the insurance industry. And so if you are an insurance agent, your avenues for how you market your business are pretty limited. I mean, you can buy an ad on a bus or buy a billboard ad or put your ad in the Yellow Pages, but these don't work that well. Obviously, referrals are a huge part of their business, and just trying to make sure that everyone that they know is trying to buy insurance through them. But finding new customers, people who are in market, is pretty difficult. And so we work with them to essentially say, hey, what is the product that you are most effective at selling? Where do you have the best price? Where do you have the best product for a particular type of consumer? Maybe you work really well in, you know, insuring people on coastal land, or maybe you really are better inland or low crime areas, or just depending upon how the structure of your policies work, where are you going to be most competitive? And we connect you with consumers in that area that, you know, are in market. They're ready. They need to buy insurance. Maybe they just went to Google and said, you know, I bought a car. I need auto insurance rates. And they'll find us. They'll go through that and connect with those companies. So it's a way for a lot of small businessmen and a lot of entrepreneurs who have moved and become insurance agents to grow essentially their clientele and their book of business using the internet.
And how do consumers most likely find QuoteWizard?
There's a lot of different channels that we use. We're active on places like Facebook or even classic places like Yahoo or AOL. You know, a big one is search. Obviously, if in the modern era, the first thing people think when they get their bill in the mail is like, okay, how do I save money on what I'm doing here? So, like a big category, for example, is you type in compare auto insurance or compare auto insurance quotes, you'll see us in the list. People do that. They click on us. One of the big differences using our site versus some of the other people you'll see advertised is you're not just getting a quote from one company. You're getting a quote from generally most of the companies that service an area, but particularly the companies that have the best product for the type of consumer you are.
Also, Ian, do you work predominantly with auto insurance, or do you work in multiple insurance lines as well?
Yeah, we are. That's a good question. We are pretty ambitious with what we want to do with the company. Our roots are in auto insurance, and that's the area that I have the most responsibility for. Essentially, we jumped in this space because with auto insurance, it's something that's mandated by the government. You have to have it. It renews every year. People are always kind of shopping and in market. Some of the other types of insurance are less internet friendly, if you will. Like home insurance, a lot of times people aren't shopping their home insurance, even though they should, just because it's tied in with their mortgage payment, and they don't see it, and they don't see the renewal, and they're not thinking about that. But auto insurance is by far our biggest piece. We do home insurance. We do renter's insurance. We do life insurance, which is a little bit, you know, different game altogether. With the Affordable Care Act, we've been getting into health insurance. Our ambition is to figure out how to port this business model and make it work for really any kind of insurance out there. If there's consumers that are going to be using the internet to find that, we want to be able to connect them and get them quotes.
Certainly has been very informative. In conclusion, talk to us a little bit about where you see the insurance industry heading into the future, along with QuoteWizard accompanying the industry.
Yeah, it's a good question. What a lot of people don't realize is if they stop to think about it a little bit, is how big the insurance industry is and how media intensive it is. The statistics are between $4 and $5 billion is spent every year on insurance related marketing. So that's why when you watch an NFL game, you'll see ad after ad after ad for different insurance companies. They're all branding. They're all trying to take, you know, a pretty straightforward product and truly try and make it into a brand loyalty oriented product to say, well, you want to be with us and you want to do everything with us. When it's pretty regulated by the government how it has to work, how it has to be backed up. And so there's a lot of similarities across all these companies, but they're all trying to buy the attention. What we see happening increasingly is that shift from consumers just calling whatever 800 number flashes on the screen and trying to buy insurance that way to being more informed shoppers and moving online. So we see a lot of that spend, a lot of those customers going online, being able to shop through channels such as QuoteWizard, using, you know, search engines and other things to find information and to compare products. And we're hoping for just more informed consumers with more real-time information available to them, and more of that a marketplace, if you will, more akin to like trying to buy plane tickets, as an example, whereas it would be much more frustrating if you're trying to buy a plane ticket by having to call every airline and shop it. We're trying to consolidate that to say, hey, here's one place. And it's new. The industry is a lot slower moving than airlines. It's obviously a lot older as well. But we kind of see that being the direction.
And that certainly is a very, very helpful way to explain the way you see the future heading in the insurance industry. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Quote Wizard Online?
Sure. So if you are obviously a consumer and you own a car, which is just about everybody, a great place to go is QuoteWizard.com, and you can get quotes there. And as I mentioned, there's auto, home, renter, life, health insurance. You can kind of do that all through QuoteWizard.com. And it's also the portal if you are an insurance agent. So if you're in business as some kind of insurance agent or broker and you need more information, or you're trying to connect with consumers and grow your business, you can also find that all through QuoteWizard.com.
Absolutely beautiful. Ian, it certainly has been a privilege to have met you, and certainly thank you for taking out a moment to get us up to speed on Quote Wizard and for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
All right. Thank you, Eric. It was a pleasure.
We've been speaking with Ian Smith, Quote Wizard's SVP of Property and Casualty, responsible for running Quote Wizard's auto and home insurance businesses. And once again, the website of reference is QuoteWizard.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.